You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to Day 82. We're continuing in the Book of Numbers, and it's like one of those showdowns from the Wild West. We got Moses versus the elected leaders who are against him, and their 250 men who are gonna stand against Moses. So they all have to agree to meet at a certain place and time to find out who God truly has chosen to lead the people. So the line in the sand has certainly been drawn, and you wanna be there to find out what happens at Showdown at the Meeting Tent. We're also continuing in the book of Luke. And just like we saw in the other Gospels, Jesus starts to pick up more and more influence as he goes around healing people and casting out demons. And the crowds begin to increase, and so does Jesus' reputation in Judea. And along with that, of course, are the critics. So welcome to A Day in the Life of Jesus. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Numbers 15. Rules about sacrifices. The Lord said to Moses,
Speak to the Israelites and say to them, I am giving you a land to be your home. When you enter that land, you must give special gifts to the Lord.
Following are more detailed instructions from the Lord. Their smell will please the Lord. You will use your cattle, sheep, and goats for burnt offerings, sacrifices, special promises, special gifts, fellowship offerings, or at your special festivals. At the time someone brings their offering, they must also give a grain offering to the Lord. The grain offering will be 8 cups of fine flour mixed with 1 quart of olive oil. Each time you offer a lamb as a burnt offering or sacrifice, you must also prepare a quart of wine as a drink offering. If you are giving a ram, you must also prepare a grain offering. This grain offering should be 16 cups of fine flour mixed with 1 1/4 quarts of olive oil, and you must prepare 1 1/4 quarts of wine as a drink offering. Its smell will please the Lord. You might prepare a young bull as a burnt offering, a sacrifice, a fellowship offering, or to keep a special promise to the Lord. At that time, you must also bring a grain offering with the bull. That grain offering should be 24 cups of fine flour mixed with 2 quarts of olive oil. Also, bring 2 quarts of wine as a drink offering, as a sweet-smelling gift to the Lord. Each bull or ram or lamb or young goat that you give must be prepared in this way. Do this for every one of these animals that you give. This is the way every citizen of Israel must give gifts to please the Lord. Foreigners will live among you. If they give gifts to please the Lord, they must offer them the same way you do. The same rules will be for everyone, the Israelites and the foreigners living among you. This law will continue forever. You and the people living among you will be the same before the Lord. This means that you must follow the same laws and the same rules. These laws and rules are for you, Israelites, and for the other people who are living among you. The Lord said to Moses,
Tell the Israelites this, I am taking you to another land. When you eat the food that grows in that land, you must give part of that food as an offering to the Lord.
Following are more detailed instructions from the Lord. You will gather grain and grind it into flour to make dough for bread. You must give the first bread from that flour as a gift to the Lord. It will be like the grain offering that comes from the threshing floor. You and all your descendants must give part of the first dough you make from that flour as a gift to the Lord. As you try to obey all the commands that the Lord gave Moses, you might fail and make a mistake. The Lord gave you those commands through Moses, and they have been in effect from the day they were given throughout the generations until today. If you made this mistake where everyone else could see it, the whole community must offer a young bull as a burnt offering, as a sweet-smelling gift to the Lord. You You must also offer the grain offering and the drink offering with the bull. And you must also give a male goat as a sin offering. So the priest will make the whole community of Israel pure, and they will be forgiven for the mistake they made. Since they made the mistake, they must bring a gift and a sin offering to the Lord. Then the whole community of Israel and any foreigners among them will be forgiven for the mistake. But if only one person makes a mistake and sins, that person must bring a female goat that is 1 year old. That goat will be the sin offering. The priest will make purification before the Lord for the one who sinned, and that person will be forgiven. This law is for everyone who makes a mistake and sins. The same law is for the people born in the family of Israel and for the foreigners living among you. If someone sins and knows they are doing wrong, they are rebelling against the Lord. They must be separated from their people. The same law applies to citizens of Israel and to foreigners living among you. They thought the Lord's word was not important, so they broke his commands. That is why they must be separated from their people. They must bear the responsibility for their guilt. A man works on the day of rest. While the Israelites were in the desert, some of them saw a man gathering firewood on the Sabbath day. The people who saw him gathering the wood brought him to Moses and Aaron and the whole community of Israel. They guarded the man carefully because they did not know how they would punish him. Then the Lord said to Moses,
"The man must die. All the people must throw stones at him outside the camp."
So the people took him outside the camp and killed him with stones. They did this just as the Lord commanded Moses. A way to remember God's commands. The Lord said to Moses,
"Speak to the Israelites. Tell them this. Tie several pieces of thread together and tie them in the corner of your clothes. Put a piece of blue thread in each one of these tassels. You must wear these things now and forever. You will be able to look at these tassels and remember all the commands that the Lord has given you. Then you will obey the commands. You will not do wrong by forgetting about the commands and doing the things that your own bodies and eyes want. You will remember to obey all my commands. Then you will be God's special people. I am the Lord your God. I am the one who brought you out of Egypt. I did this to be your God. I am the Lord your God."
Numbers chapter 16, verses 1 to 35. Some leaders turned against Moses. Korah, Dathan, Abiram, and On turned against Moses. Korah was the son of Ishar. Ishar was the son of Kohath, and Kohath was the son of Levi. Dathan and Abiram were brothers, the sons of Eliab, and On was the son of Peleth. Dathan, Abiram, and On were descendants of Reuben. Now these four men gathered 250 other men from Israel and came against Moses. They were leaders who had been chosen by the people. All the people knew them. They came as a group to speak against Moses and Aaron and said,
"You have gone too far. You are wrong. All the Israelites are holy. The Lord still lives among them. You are making yourselves more important than the rest of the Lord's people."
When Moses heard this, he bowed down with his face to the ground. Then Moses said to Korah and all his followers, "Tomorrow morning, the Lord will show who belongs to him. He will show who is holy, and he will bring that man near to him. He will choose him and bring that man near to him. So Korah, you and your followers should do this. Tomorrow, put fire and incense in some special pans. Bring those pans before the Lord. He will choose the man who is holy. You Levites have gone too far. You are wrong." Moses also said to Korah, "You Levites, listen to me. You should be happy that the God of Israel chose you to be different from the rest of the Israelites.
he lets you come near to him to do the special work in the Lord's holy tent and to help the Israelites worship him. Isn't that enough? He brought you Levites near to him to help the priests. But now, you are trying to become priests also. You and your followers have joined together and turned against the Lord. Did Aaron do anything wrong? No. So why are you complaining against Aaron? And Moses called Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab. But the two men said,
"We will not come. You have brought us out of a land filled with many good things. You brought us to the desert to kill us. And now you want to show that you have even more power over us? Why should we follow you? You promised to bring us into a new land filled with many good things. But where is it? You have not given us the land with fields and vineyards that you said would be ours. Do you think you can keep on fooling these people? No, we will not come."
So Moses became very angry. He said to the Lord,
"I have not done anything wrong to these people. I have never taken anything from them, not even a donkey. Don't accept their gifts."
Then Moses said to Korah,
"You and all your followers will stand before the Lord tomorrow. Aaron will also be there with you and your followers. Each of you must bring a pan, put incense in it, and present it to the Lord. There will be 250 pans for the leaders, and one pan for you, and one pan for Aaron."
So each man got a pan, put burning incense in it, and they stood at the entrance of the meeting tent. Moses and Aaron also stood there. Korah also gathered all the people together at the entrance of the meeting tent.
Then the glory of the Lord appeared to everyone there.
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron,
"Move away from these men. I want to destroy them now."
But Moses and Aaron bowed to the ground and cried out,
"God, you know what people are thinking. Please don't be angry with all these people. Only one man really sinned."
Then the Lord said to Moses,
"Tell the people to move away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram."
Moses stood and went to Dathan and Abiram, while the leaders of Israel followed him. Moses warned the people,
"Move away from the tents of these evil men. Don't touch anything that belongs to them. If you do, you will be destroyed because of their sins."
So the men moved away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Dathan and Abiram went to their tents. They stood outside of their tents with their wives, children, and little babies. Then Moses said,
"I will show you proof that the Lord sent me to do all these things. I will show you that all these things were not my own idea. These men will die. If I die in a normal way, the way people always die, then that will show that the Lord did not really send me. But if the Lord causes them to die in a different way, you will know that these men have sinned against the Lord. This is the proof. The earth will open and swallow them. They will go down to their graves still alive. Everything that belongs to these men go down with them."
When Moses finished saying these things, the ground under the men opened up. It was as if the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them. All of Korah's men, their families, and everything they owned went down into the earth. They went down into their grave alive. Everything they owned went with them. And the earth closed over them. They were finished. Gone from the camp. The Israelites heard the cries of the men being destroyed, so they all ran in different directions and said,
"To the earth, who will swallow us too?"
Then a fire came from the Lord and destroyed the 250 men who were offering the incense.
Luke 4,
38-44. Jesus left the synagogue and went to Simon's house. Simon's mother-in-law was very sick. She had a high fever. They asked Jesus to do something to help her. He stood very close to her and ordered the sickness to go away. The sickness left her, and she got up and began serving them. When the sun went down, the people brought their sick friends to Jesus. They had many different kinds of sicknesses. Jesus laid his hands on each sick person and healed them all. Demons came out of many people. The demons shouted,
You son of God!
Jesus gave a strong command for the demons not to speak, because they knew he was the Messiah. The next day, Jesus went to a place to be alone. The people looked for him. When they found him, they tried to stop him from leaving. But he said to them,
I must tell the good news about God's kingdom and other towns too. This is why I was sent. And then Jesus told the good news in the synagogues in Judea.
Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. Jesus chooses some followers. As Jesus stood beside Lake Galilee, a crowd of people pushed to get closer to him and to hear the teachings of God. Jesus saw two boats at the shore of the lake. Fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into the boat that belonged to Simon. He asked Simon to push off a little from the shore, and he sat down in the boat and taught the people on the shore. When Jesus finished speaking, he said to Simon, take the boat into the deep water, put your nets into the water, and you will catch some fish. Simon answered,
Master, we worked hard all night trying to catch fish. We caught nothing. But you say I should put the nets into the water. So I will.
When they did this, their nets were filled with so many fish that they began to break. They called to their friends in the other boat to come and help them. The friends came, and both boats were filled so full of fish that they were almost sinking. The fishermen were all amazed at the many fish they caught. When Simon Peter saw this, he knelt down before Jesus and said,
Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man.
James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were amazed too. James and John worked together with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid. From now on, your work will be to bring in people, not fish. The men brought their boats to the shore. They left everything and followed Jesus. Once, Jesus was in a town where a very sick man lived. This man was covered with a dreaded skin disease. When the man saw Jesus, he bowed down with his face to the ground before Jesus and begged him,
Lord, you have the power to heal me if you want.
Jesus said, I want to heal you. Be healed! And he touched the man, and immediately the disease disappeared. Then Jesus said, Don't tell anyone about what happened. But go and let the priests look at you and offer a gift to God for your healing as Moses commanded. This will show everyone that you have been healed. But the news about Jesus spread more and more. Many people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. Jesus often went away to other places to be alone so that he could pray. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 9. A Song of David. Don't get upset about evil people. Don't be jealous of those who do wrong. They are like grass and other green plants that dry up quickly and then die. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then he will take care of you in your land. Enjoy serving the Lord, and he will give you whatever you ask for. Give your life to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will help you. He will make it as clear as day that you are right. Everyone will see that you are innocent. Trust in the Lord and wait quietly for his help. Don't be angry when people make evil plans and succeed. Don't become so angry and upset that you, too, want to do evil.
the wicked will be destroyed. But those who look to the Lord for help will get the land back.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 82. Join us for day 83. We just witnessed the showdown between all the leaders and Moses. Now Moses is clearly the winner. But the people rebel even more, blaming Moses for killing all those people. So now it's time for Aaron to step in and prove that he is genuinely the high priest. And in the book of Luke, Jesus heals a paralyzed man. And Jesus gains a new follower. The worst of humankind, a tax collector. Name Levi. But this relationship doesn't go well with the Pharisees. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.